Okay, we're about to find out who has made it to the final four from England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales on Campman. Chris Moores is our celebrity judge.
Hello, Scott. Hello. How are you today, my duck?
I'm good.
Treacle. What do you call people? What's your catchphrase?
All right, treacle.
That's it, yeah. Rubbish. Can I just ask, by the way, before we get into this, not that I do listen every day and I love Campman.
I know.
Can I just ask, what does actually being crowned Campman actually mean? What do they have to do?
It's a rocky road to fame and fortune, probably not witnessed since the heyday of people like...
Your flatmate.
Yeah.
Right.
Jessica Garlick, Hayley Evert.
Wow.
Yeah. The winner's going to get...
And Emma off of Big Brother 5.
Yeah. She's selling a suitcase on eBay.
Yeah, last time I looked, it was £10 million.
Yeah, that's my fault.
Was it?
Yeah.
I like that.
The winner's going to get personal appearances all over the country. They'll be adored by the nation. They'll appear on this show.
When you say personal appearances across country, have you organised these in a they get turn up and they get paid way, or they will be somewhere at some point, which is kind of like a public appearance?
The first paid public appearance...
Yeah.
Is on Saturday.
Wow.
when the winner gets announced on Friday.
Brilliant.
And what better person than you, Chris, to choose the final four, except for Lorraine, Fern, Dale Silla, and...
Are you really sure that Dale is unavailable?
That's what his agent said.
Let's ring him.
You've got his number, right?
I could pretend to be Dale.
No, don't.
Right. Hello, sweetheart.
Okay, drum roll, please.
Scott, it's very exciting. I can reveal that the person I've chosen to be Campman for England is Trigger from Truro.
Oh my god! Oh my god, that's fantastic! Oh, I'm so proud. Thank you very much for voting for me, Chris, and thank you for everyone in England for all your support. That's amazing.
Why have you chosen Trigger?
He sounds like a woman, and also you accidentally gave his phone number out on the air,
and
he received rather a lot of unwanted attention.
But
which was very funny. But I think you should make it up to him so he doesn't sue you.
That was a technical issue that we had where we did give out his phone number, but we did send him a new SIM card.
Did you?
Yeah.
That, not actually a new phone.
No.
Right,
no.
just a new SIM card to put in.
That
was very generous of you.
Okay, so Trigger is Campman England. What about Northern Ireland then?
Scott, I can exclusively reveal that the person I've nominated to be Campman to represent Northern Ireland is Brian from Coleraine.
Thank you for choosing me, Chris. I love a big boy. I just have to be Catman on Friday. If I'm not, there'll be some slapping going on, let me tell you.
Why did you choose the lovely Brian?
Because he just has to be crowned.
Has to be.
And also, he was one of the few Northern Ireland contestants I could understand what he was saying. So, for that reason alone. No, I'm joking. Obviously, that was a joke to make you laugh. See, he finds it funny. He's laughing. So, no, for that reason, I think, and he claims to be camper, then Ryan Haley's VW.
So we've got Trigger and we've got Brian so far. Let's find out who Scottish Campman is.
Scott, I can exclusively reveal once again that the lines are closed, the votes have been counted and verified, and I can now exclusively reveal that the person to represent Campman from Scotland is... Fairy Bob from Glasgow!
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, thank you! Oh, I'm just so happy to be representing Scotland. This is like a dream come true for me. And if I win Campman, I just wish total world peace for everyone. Bye!
Why Fairy Bob?
Because he's camp, and he's a man, and he fits the criteria perfectly. And if he win, he wants world peace. Which I thought it was world peace, but it was just peace for everybody in the world, including the starving. But it is just peace, and for that, and he's got a poodle called Vermouth.
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
And finally, who's going to be Campman Wales?
Scott, the lines are closed, the votes have been counted and verified, and I can exclusively reveal that the person chosen to represent Wales as Campman is, short of all the other possible contestants, Simon from Swansea!
Thank you so much. Oh, just a bit, I can't believe it. To be picked for Wales to represent this. Thank you so much, great stuff.
He is camp.
He really is camp. But he's straight.
Yeah, well, no, of course, you don't have to be a gay.
That's right.
You don't have to be a gay to be a camp man.
That's right.
You can be a straight. I've heard you do this.
You have heard it, haven't you?
Yeah, which is...
You don't just say
I'm not
that
just
you
here
listen.
Because you couldn't get anybody else. I'm here because... not even Chappers is here, which is what I really like. Not even he's joined in as a judge. It's just me. But I like Simon from Swansea. I think he's camp. But not a gay.
So, those are the final four. Over the next
few
days...
You didn't ask me why I like Simon from Swansea.
Okay, why did you like Simon from Swansea?
I've made notes about all the people, and...
you didn't do much else at the weekend, did you?
Yeah, actually, I went to Leeds and saw Leeds United play, and I also went to see my Uncle Jim, who's just getting over his knee operation, and also went out with my mum and dad, and then went to my girlfriend's mum's house.
And you found all the, you found the time to listen to all the cassettes as well.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, but Simon from Swansea, he absolutely... He loves Fix, and he's entered Westlife.
Yes, he has.
Sorry. He entered a Westlife competition. you see what I did there? Oh, oh, God.
So those are the final four. Over the next few days, we're going to be hearing from each of them to find out more about them and to hear why they should be crowned Campman 2004. We're going to talk to England's Campman, hopefully without putting his phone number out this time, after 6 o'clock tonight. Thanks, Chris.
07836.
Not again. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Scar. Love you.